So in studio with me now is Kujanga, a band made up of four friends based here in Cape Town. The band features Wethu on keyboard, his twin brother Zwinde on bass, Thane on electrical guitar, and Riley on drums. They have performed at the 2019 Cape Town Jazzathon Festival and was part of top 10 for, I don't know how to say this word. Yes, thank you so much. Young Legends competition for Cape Town International Jam Festival. The band is currently preparing their release for their first album and is hoping to play as soon as possible for the big local and international stages. Welcome to my show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
These bios are always so long.
Sorry, we'll edit that next time.
No, it's okay. Could you please tell us about yourselves?
Well, Kujanga, just pretty much like you said, four friends. We have been friends for longer than we have actually played together. And we've met each other at church, and some of us, we went to the same school as well. And once we figured out we have the same interests in the same music and what we like to play, it was just it was easy to connect, and it started off there. Yeah.
How did the band start?
Myself and my brother over to New Thane. Because we knew Thane because we were in the same worship team at our church in Tableview. And then Thane knew Riley because they went to the same school together. So then we started playing actively with Thane, and then he let us know that he has a drummer from his school that he can join us to be a part of our band. And that's how Riley became a part of us, and that's how we became the quartet that you see today.
Where did you get the name Kujanga?
Kujanga is basically like loosely translates to in Swahili, create. So, you know, it's a bit cheesy, but like, you know, we like to create some, we're very like an African jazzy kind of, like, you know, we just draw from all our different styles. So create was kind of a good way to like, you know, like, hey, this is us, you know, we create these things. This is our music, our style. Yeah.
Where did you get the inspiration for your music?
I would say it's a combination of a lot of different genres, like ranging from jazz, African jazz, to neo soul, even Afro.
Mm-hmm. Afro jazz.
Yeah, Afro jazz as well.
Even hip hop. Even hip hop, R&B.
Yeah.
Really anything.
And it's also our original sound that we can't explain where it's come from. It's just a mashup of all the different genres we listen to,
It's
our expressions through our instruments.
How did it feel to be on the top 10 of the leadership competition?
That was amazing, because we weren't even going to enter. I was speaking to a friend of mine in the week, and she asked me, are you guys going to play at the jazz festival? I was like, no, we have to enter a competition to do that. And she's like, why don't you? And I was like, yeah, why don't we? And then we entered, and we ended up getting that far. And it was really amazing to get the support that we did, because it was a voting stage. So we had all our family and friends vote for us to get us that far. And it was such a wonderful experience for us to make it. And we're hoping that someday we'll be able to play the festival, and even maybe like not have to go through a competition, but have them call us. But we're still very excited from that moment, and we're still keeping the momentum going.
Yeah, very excited.
Can you tell us more about the album that you will be releasing soon?
Ooh, these are good questions.
it's basically how we said with our influences, we have different styles of music. We don't really stick to one box of style. So you'll hear an upbeat song, and you'll hear a slow song, and one that might sound happy, and one that might sound not so happy. It's just going to be a compilation of different sounds
that we all wrote.
Because the way we wrote these albums is all of us as like all instrumentists in our own right, so we have our own influences. So when we came together with like Wethu, we'll be like, yo guys, I have this new song idea, you come to it. And then because he listens to these artists and that artist, he draws from that inspiration. And then I'll have a new song, and I'll be like, yo guys, let's play this, let's try this out. And I have my inspirations, you know. And you know, it's just cool as a band that we accept this, and we put it together, and when it comes together, it's that's our album. It's, yeah.
So basically, you're like Queen.
Yeah. It's just that there's no Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
we hope, well, I really hope that one day with the music that we do, that we can play like as for many people as Queen did.
Yeah.
Like if you watch like those documentaries and like those music videos, they play for like hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope we hope we can have our own Bohemian Rhapsody movie. You know? Yes, I hope Denzel can play me, and yeah, and we'll see. Trevor Noah will be played by Riley. I don't know, but yeah, like Queen.
Bruno Mars.
That's a good answer.
So you mentioned earlier that the music that you listen to. So my show is basically music. So I play the genres that I listen to, which is basically everything.
Nice.
So each of my shows are different themes. But I would like to know what genre of music do you individually listen to?
Okay, go for us, Riley.
Individually, for me, I would say it's a mixture. But recently it's been mainly jazz.
For me, it's a lot of African, South African indigenous music, like from the tribes that we have, the isiZulu and Xhosa tribes, and even the Setswana and Sotho tribes. So a lot of the African traditional music.
For me, man, I'm a weird guy, so I really jump around. Like I've started on metal.
Yes.
But those days are gone. Lately I've just been, you know, feeling out like, you know, the neo afro funk kind of hip hop kind of feel in that direction. So yeah, that's me.
For me, I also love going on to the more modern part of it, or the contemporary. I like contemporary music a lot, so I do draw my ideas from there.
Adele
is my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
So besides your new album that will be coming out, what do you have in store for 2019?
Wow. we're also still trying to, you know,
map things out.
Figure really out. We're sorry, man. We just did a show on Thursday night at Granddaddy Hotel. It was a rooftop event. So that was something that we just organized out of the blue. So we might be doing more shows like that, mainly on the first Thursday of every month. That's what we would like to do. But yeah, otherwise we'll see how it goes from there.
More shows, and I think hopefully to play some of the festivals that I said that we would like to play. Like there's lots of great festivals in the country that we'd hopefully like to be a part of. So that's the goal for 2019.
And also collaborations.
Collaborations, yeah. Music videos as well.
Okay.
Late Antique.
Oh yeah, we have a band that we really love, and I spoke to them on Facebook and I said, you guys should come to Cape Town. And they said, yeah, we'll come to Cape Town if you organize it. And we're just like,
so
our goal for years is trying to get our favorite band to come and perform in Cape Town with us. So, yeah.
The theme today is living life to the fullest. What words of inspiration do you have for the children here in the hospital?
Just, you know, stay strong, you know. Just enjoy life, you know. Just don't look at the problems now or whatever like you're going through now. Just, you know, we have one God that's above us, and he's looking after his children, and he's looking over us. You know, just stay strong, man. Just honestly, like, everything will work out in the end, you know. Just
positivity. Optimism is very important.
And I would also say, don't be afraid to take a chance. Don't let anyone say you can't do something because it might end up this way or that way. Like, I don't know if I speak for all of us, but us as musicians, a lot of people will down talk you and say, you can't, you wouldn't be able to make it as a musician in life, like income wise and other stuff. But I mean, we could testify to this and say, I mean, we've been together for a year and look where we are now.
How far we've been going.
I would say, as much as people have said this and heard this before, but really, firstly, nothing is impossible, and secondly, if you really put your mind to something, you'll achieve it, really. And for me, same thing as well, you know. Funny story, I was actually in this hospital as well when I was a child, and I had no idea I would get out of this situation that I was, but here I am today, and you know, that it's just a true testimony to say that nothing is impossible.
Yeah, keep positive.
So now we're going to play one of your songs, which was Lost With You. Can you tell us more about the song?
Yes.
All right. Lost With You is a song that I wrote. It is a love song. In our whole album, I think it was, this is the one that's kind of the most grooviest, probably would have that R&B connection to it. And it's very fun, it's funky, and it'll get people singing and it'll get people dancing, and yeah,
can get you thinking about that special person, you know.
So if you ever, you know, Valentine's Day is coming
soon.
So just play it for
them
for
and
your,
can't promise anything, but that's all we got.
Let's go half as far, as much as we can.
Thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you for the great questions. Yeah, it's amazing. That's
awesome. You're welcome. So now we play the song Lost With You. I hope you enjoy it.
Sure as how I want it to be. You ask me there's no point in wasting time. But she's patient, oh she's patient with me. Have you never come across my mind? I'd leave instantly. Don't feel like getting caught up in my own routine. Somehow you remind me of a place I've never seen.